Welcome to this week's edition of Cat Soup, the best of internet humor on the radio. I'm Cat.
And I'm not Joe, I'm Dave. Setting in for Joe once again.
We let Joe go on vacation.
Well, you know, vacation. He's at scout camp. Believe me, I was a scout. That's no vacation. I didn't let it be a vacation for my scoutmasters.
Oh, can you imagine Joe in a scout uniform?
Double X, yes.
That would be funny. Oh, well. Anyway.
Just not the shorts. I'm not imagining the shorts.
Dave, not Joe. Are you ready to hit one out of the park today?
Sure, but first I'll need a couple hot dogs, a stadium mustard, a soft pretzel, lemonade.
Sorry I asked.
Popcorn, Cracker Jacks.
Sorry I asked. Let's start out with our national holidays from holidayinsights.com. July 25th is Threading the Needle Day.
Or is it? Chinese saying would say, a stitch in time saves much embarrassment.
That's right.
Yes.
I like that. You know, today is, or July 25th is for people who sew, but it also fabric.
Oh, fabric.
Yes.
Okay.
Fabric. They sew. They stitch.
I need to pay more attention.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I can't afford it, though.
Or you could sow seeds.
I could sow. I usually sow what I reap. Or reap what I sow.
One of those ways. But did you know?
I am backwards, so I can sow what I reap.
Yeah. Did you know that threading the needle has a second meaning that I had never heard before?
I did not.
It is a saying that means to walk a fine line and a difficult line between two things or issues, or to do something difficult. For example, suppose two of your friends are on opposite sides of an issue. You may have to thread the needle on that issue as you attempt to retain both of them as your friend.
I have you know, solved all that problem. I have no friends.
I'm your friend.
No, you're my cuz.
Okay.
We found that. We're figuring that out.
Oh, my gosh. Hey, my grandfather's last name was Mahan. My grandfather's name was Mahan. Oh, no.
Cuz.
Yeah, first.
On July 27th, it's Take Your Pants for a Walk Day. Oh, they're trying to fool me into exercise again. Take Your Pants for a Walk Day is a great day to get some exercise. See, I told you.
Mm-hmm.
A special day is well noted on the internet for e-card and, well, if it's an e-card, then you know you're not even walking to the mailbox. Anyway, and calendar websites. So I'm sure you're planning to celebrate this day in a big way. It's an easy day to celebrate. Simply go for a walk unless you are wearing a dress or a skirt. I don't often do that.
No.
You probably are wearing pants. I usually do that. So by definition, you as you walk, they come along. Give your pants some exercise. After all, they are looking a little tight around the middle. The walk will do them good.
You didn't look at me while you read that, I noticed.
No.
Good boy, good boy. July 28th is National Milk
Guys
Chocolate.
Like, well, never mind.
Milk Chocolate Day. National Milk Chocolate Day.
Mm.
Yes, and we know I'm a chocoholic. If you are a chocoholic, you look forward to each and every chocolate-related holiday. I don't know how many there are, but there are lots of flavors of chocolate. Milk chocolate is enjoyed in candies and in baking. Milk chocolate is the favorite of millions of people, so it's only fitting that it gets its very own special national day.
Absolutely. I love chocolate.
Mm.
Important note to don't be dyslexic about this special day, even though I am dyslexic, because today is a day for milk chocolate, not chocolate milk. Oh, see, I am dyslexic, and I was
saying
a chocolate milk day.
No. Uh-uh.
Why isn't there a chocolate milk day, or is there a chocolate
milk
day? There
is. Oh, yes, there is. There is a day for everything. If you
But then on chocolate milk day, I'm going to think it's milk chocolate day, because I am dyslexic.
If you listen to this show every week, you will see that there is a day for everything.
I have to. I engineer it.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
That's right, yeah.
You don't help. Do you actually listen?
Sometimes.
Okay. We have lots of birthdays this month. Lots of birthdays this month. July 24th is Karl Malone and Barry Bonds, who are basketball players.
Barry Bonds, baseball player.
Mm-hmm. Oh, baseball. Whoops.
He has more home runs than anyone else, and will never get in the Hall of Fame because of his steroid use.
Oh, okay.
And you should see his girlfriend. No, never mind.
July 25th, Walter Payton.
Yep,
NFL.
That's right.
July 26th, Dorothy Hamill.
Who was not an NFL football player.
No, she was a champion Olympic figure skater. Mm-hmm. And on July 27th was Peggy Fleming, also an Olympic champion figure skater.
Mm-hmm.
And A-Rod, mm-hmm. Alex Rodriguez.
Yep.
Who did he play for?
He started with Seattle. He will finish his career with the Yankees because he can make so darn much money there.
Okay. And this last person I'd never heard of, Casey Stengel.
Casey Stengel, one of the great, great baseball managers of all time.
Okay. And Bud Selig, who was a baseball commissioner long
Correction.
Time ago.
He is the pretend baseball commissioner. I have that on my sports all the time. He's a pretend. He's an owner. Who's pretending. His life ambition has been to be the... all his decisions are made as an owner would think, not as what's necessarily best for the game.
Did you notice anything particular about these birthdays?
They're all sports people.
Yeah. And this day in history.
There's a lot of...
July 26th, in 1952, Mickey Mantle hit his first Grand Slam.
Oh, man. And he was probably... I've been out drinking the night before. Ooh, I got it.
What?
Okay.
Theme for the week is...
Sports!
I'm in so much trouble because I'm such a fluff chick. The curious word or saying for the day is umpire.
You don't like watching sports?
I love watching sports.
Especially the football players
baffled.
When they're all in their tight uniforms.
Don't start. Anyway, our word for today is umpire.
Umpire.
And from word... -origins.com. An umpire is etymologically someone who is not the equal of others and therefore is neutral between them. Yeah, we shouldn't tell umpires that because they already are.
You are not my equal.
Not my equal.
And he would say, you are out.
The world's ultimate source is the old French word non-pair, a compound noun formed from the prefix non or not and pair equal. Mm-hmm. This was borrowed into English in the 14th century as nom pair, but soon misdivision of a nom pair led to umpair, and then that led to umpire.
Ah, and of course, the big trending now is vampire, so if you are a vampire umpire, you are really in.
Yeah, that means you're going to... Your penalty is they get bit.
You can go bats at the baseball game.
You know, I do have one special interest. I'm just ignoring that. I have one special interest in sports.
One special interest in sports.
Yes.
What's his name?
Her name. I went to my first roller derby.
You went to your first roller derby?
Yes.
I remember when I was a kid growing up in Buffalo, that was one of the big shows. And on Saturday afternoons, there was big time wrestling, and there was a roller derby.
I had never gone to a roller derby, nor I had never known anything about
roller derby. Akron Rollers?
Well, I went to the NEO Roller Derby, Black and Bluegrass Roller Girls. And it was the Rock and Roller Girls versus the Blackouts in the Audio Assault versus Shiners.
Wow, a doubleheader.
It was a doubleheader.
How lucky are you?
And they had little tiny roller derby children in between. But I learned about jammers and blockers.
Isn't that what you wear when you go to bed?
Jammers. They were jammers. They weren't wearing jammies, though, out on the floor.
They were wearing,
how do I put it? Let's see. A lot of them had very short shorts.
Okay. I'm getting all for this sport.
Fishnet hose.
I am really for this sport now.
Some of them were wearing tutus. It was quite interesting. What I liked were the names.
Okay.
They have personalities. My favorite one was Olive Payne.
Olive Payne.
And she was all dressed up like olive oil. Teeny Houdini.
Teeny Houdini.
Mm-hmm. Vanity Scare. Natural Disaster. She was fast.
Disaster.
She was
huh?
the jammer, whatever. Let's see. Some of these I can't read on the air. Heavy Chevy.
Heavy Chevy, yep.
Yeah. Shanita Spankin'.
Isn't it just supposed to go around without getting knocked down or something like that?
Well, yeah. Yeah, one person breaks out of the pack and then tries to lap the rest of the girls. And it's interesting. You can't use your hands. I finally found a sport that I can do.
Can't use your hands?
No, you use your...
What fun is that?
You use your hips. They kind of go boomp and they throw people out. yeah. This one I love.
Shorts, fishnet stockings, and using your hips.
Yes.
I am liking this sport.
This name, Crisp P. Cream. And Shaken and Stirred. So we were trying to figure out what my name would be if I were a roller girl.
And what would your name be?
Cat-tastrophe.
Cat-tastrophe.
Yes, and I went with
that
my friend.
That would make everyone shake in their roller skates.
I went with my friend Kimberly Chaos to see the roller girls. So, yes, it was fun. It was really fun. No, if you have a chance to go out, it's really interesting.
And a cheap date.
And is a cheap date. It was $5.
Yeah, $5, something like that.
$5. Yeah. Now, the drinks were $2 a piece.
Okay. Apparently, you don't go to many ball games.
Oh.
Where a drink can be $10 a piece.
Okay. Well, anyway, I have a top five list.
Oh, what a surprise.
I know, from top5.com.
I'm losing more ground. We're starting at 8. The longer I fill in for Joe, the less numbers I get.
I know, but we'll never get to 5, because the top five list can't ever have 5.
Then why do they call it top five?
I don't know. They just do.
What
anyway,
is the logic in that? Not that
one,
I need logic.
This one is about, do you watch Dancing of the Stars? Dancing with the Stars?
I actually, I enjoy the outfits the ballroom ladies wear, yes.
Well, there have been lots of sports celebrities on Dancing with
there
the Stars.
There have been.
Mm-hmm. Jerry Rice, Emmitt Smith, Warren Sapp, wide receiver Hines Ward.
Mm-hmm.
But not every athlete has what it takes. So this is the top 8
yep,
signs.
You forgot the other great athlete that was on there. Jerry Springer.
Kirstie Alley? No. The top 8 signs
talking about
an
again.
Athlete, the top 8 signs an athlete won't win on Dancing with the Stars.
Okay.
Try as he might, tennis star Rafael Nadal can't convince ABC to install a clay dance floor.
Number 7, Football Hall of Famer Lawrence Taylor, LT, can't stop ending each dance without body slamming his partner.
Kentucky Derby winner Barbaro was a huge crowd favorite, but he couldn't foxtrot worth a darn.
Number 5, even with all his opponents in the ER, the judges would rather vacate the title than crown LeBron James. Ooh, Akron Slam. Poof.
And for the roller derby girls, stepping on your partner's feet is forgivable, but not when you're still wearing your skates.
Number 3, OJ delights the crowd by faking out dance partner, but loses them while stabbing Carrie Ann. Is that one of the
Carrie Ann Inaba.
Is she one of the dancers?
No, she's one of the judges.
One of the judges, okay. For giving him low marks.
Number 2, Olympic runner Usain Bolt's form is perfect, but every dance is finished way quicker than humanly possible.
And the number 1 sign that an athlete won't win, Dancing with the Stars.
So, you want to lead when your partner is a professional dancer made of pure muscle from her toes to her head? Best of luck with that 5-foot-nothing-buck-12 weighing jockey boy.
You were just adding to the suspense.
I was. I couldn't reach.
Very suspenseful there.
That's what happens when I take my eyes off the paper. I have dumb criminal news.
I love dumb criminal news.
I know. This is from dumbcriminals.com. There's a whole website devoted just to dumbcriminals.com.
And rightly so.
And this was titled, Make Like a Tree, Get Out of Here.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that was supposed to be a joke on Make Like a Tree and Leaf.
Okay.
Yeah. But it's dumb, so.
Okay.
First, there was Nickel Beer Night riot at the Cleveland Indian Stadium in 1974.
Even though the beers were a quarter. They called it Nickel Beer Night.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Between the Cleveland Indians and the...
I don't know. Don't look at me like that.
And the Texas Rangers.
Oh, okay.
Mike Hargrove was actually a Texas Ranger player at that time.
I was 14. I don't remember any of that. Then there was the drunken fan that pelted Detroit Pistons' Ron Artest with a cup of beer in 2004.
Yes.
Now comes the latest and greatest clash between sporting greats and drunken idiots, a drunken college mascot.
A rowdy Stanford University mascot was fired after being discovered drunk during a basketball game. Fifth-year senior Aaron Lashnitz, who dresses as a tree. I'd be drinking too. For the university's irreverent band was stripped of her duties last week after her blood alcohol level was measured at a 0.157, which is almost double the legal limit here in Ohio, during a men's basketball game at the University of California, Berkeley. A drunken cartoon tree. Oh, this is too good to be true.
One question, Dave.
Sap. What kind of sap would it be?
I mean, how was this woman discovered? Sports mascots are already kind of acting like drunks who have no cerebral sensor and don't believe in pants. Do you know how ridiculous and obnoxious you'd have to act to be discovered drunk in a mascot outfit?
Somewhere just above Ted Kennedy and below Courtney Love.
Ooh. Ew. The other strange part of this story, from heaven, is the band she was playing with. They were already on suspension for violating the alcohol policy. I think that was secret doubles with probation.
Mm-hmm.
And the mascot was fired because keeping her would, quote, risk our core mission of rocking out and bringing funk to the funkless, unquote, a band person said.
Okay.
Nothing worse than funkless people.
With drunk trees.
Yeah.
You know, maybe that would make sense when somebody's an officer. I was just driving along and this tree jumped out at me.
That would work.
It would work.
I needed that.
And of course they wouldn't, you know. Yeah. A tree jumped out at you. I'm an officer.
Really?
I'm not half as think as you drunk I am. Okay.
There are some interesting comparisons I found on humorsource.com.
Okay.
The difference between baseball and football.
Okay.
Baseball
is like a George Carlin routine.
An old George Carlin routine, I think. Baseball is played on a diamond in a park.
Football is played on a gridiron in a stadium, sometimes called Soldier Field.
Baseball begins in the spring, the season of new life.
Football begins in the fall when everything is dying.
In football, you wear a helmet.
In baseball, you wear a cap.
Football is concerned with downs. What down is it?
Baseball is concerned with ups. Who's up? Are you up? I'm not up. He's up.
In football, you receive a penalty.
I'm going to be beat up by baseball players, I'm swearing.
Yes, you are. In football, you receive a penalty.
In baseball, you make an error.
Football has hitting, clipping, spearing, piling, personal fouls, late hitting, and unnecessary roughness. Okay, now, is there necessary roughness?
Yes.
Okay.
Baseball has the sacrifice.
Baseball has the seventh inning stretch.
Football has the 2-minute warning.
And in football, the object is for the quarterback to be on target with his aerial assault, riddling the defense by hitting his receivers with deadly accuracy in spite of the blitz.
In baseball, the object is to go home and to be safe.
You are going to be in trouble. Yes, you are. Oh, goodness. This is fun.
Especially by a baseball player on steroids.
Oy, yes. No, I have something really fun. Not that the rest wasn't fun. That's terrible to say that. But from cracked.com,
okay,
we found the world's most ridiculous sports team names.
Okay.
The first category here, they actually gave it categories, made up words. And the winner was the Webster University Gorlocks.
Hmm.
And the Webster University website says, the Gorlock is Webster University's mascot. It's a mythical creature that was designed by Webster staff and students through a school contest. It is reported to have the paws of a speeding cheetah, horns of a fierce buffalo, and the face of a dependable St. Bernard.
Hmm. Well, that would be scary. Runner up. The Key High School
Obzags.
Obzags?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, yeah, I guess you could. It's made up, so you can say whatever you want there. The team was cleverly made up with an anagram of the words gazebo, which would make no sense unless you knew that the school has sort of an obsession with gazebos. They have gazebos in classrooms. They have gazebos in the lunchroom. Yeah, which it does. They don't seem to have a mascot, but with a name like Obzags, they would have let their imaginations run wild to make it furious. Clown Barracuda hybrid. The merchandising would bring the school millions.
Yes. Now we have the category abstract concepts. This is Thailand's soccer team. They're called the Thailand Tobacco Monopoly. While the American teams put up one heck of a fight, they are no match for good old Asian wackiness, as the Thailand tobacco monopoly soccer team leaves us puzzled and
you don't smoke, I
nearly
can tell.
Speechless. No, being named after a tobacco company would be pretty hilarious in itself, but being named after the concept of the tobacco business, being dominated by one corporate entity without any competition, is just a master stroke.
I think, you know, actually, for a great soccer team would be the Lucky Strikes.
There you go.
Okay.
We should call Thailand and tell them that.
Absolutely. Runner-up, the St. Louis College of Pharmacy. Oh, you get, what is it? UTECTIC.
Yes.
The St. Louis College of Pharmacy, UTECTIC. And the St. Louis College of Pharmacy has dug deep into its obscure word bank and come up with the UTECTIC. I got it right now, which turns out to be either an adjective referring to an alloy combination with the lowest possible melting point, or sometimes a noun referring to the substance itself, which really says, obviously, is we don't have to be good at sports because we'll have a nice pharmacist paycheck soon, so enjoy your meaningless victory.
You tactic.
Yes, I am. And I have so many meaningless victories.
Never mind. My favorite category is the non-threatening animals category. Hiroshima Toyo Carp, which is a Japanese pro baseball team, and the Brevard County Manatees, which is a minor league baseball team. Listen, Hiroshima, no one is scared of carp. No one is scared of manatees either, Brevard County, but they're bigger, so you slide out of the top spot. One might have hopes for a second that Toyota carp is some kind of carnivorous carp, but unfortunately Toya is just a reference to the sponsoring company, and they are indeed just carp.
Runners-up, Columbia College of Fighting Koalas. Yeah, that's scary. Columbia College has made some kind of half-baked attempt to inject some threat by adding the fighting pretext to their koala name, but only succeeding creating a more ridiculous mental picture. So that means, like, maybe the bamboo is sharpened. Huh?
I guess. Maybe. Is that what it is? Make a noise?
Yes.
Pick a silent
snore,
animal.
Oh, I think.
Say,
yeah.
Pick a silent animal.
The UC Santa Cruz College banana slugs. Meanwhile, UC Santa Cruz has chosen a banana slug mostly as a joke, which at least inspires revulsion, if not respect.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm not touching that banana.
No, especially a slug on a banana. Yeah. Now, almost as good as this.
I've never heard of banana slugs before.
They must be slugs that live on bananas.
Yeah.
I guess.
It's something more known around Santa Cruz,
I guess,
than right here.
Now, if you like non-threatening animals, you'll love non-threatening inanimate objects. And the winner is Tutopolis High School Wooden Shoes.
Ooh, okay.
It's hard to explain why wooden shoes don't feel so threatening, as logically they could be used to bludgeon someone over the head quite effectively. Nevertheless, the Tutopolis wooden shoe inspired a sort of stunned, mild lethargy that none of the others in this category were able to match.
Runners-up, Scottsdale Community College Fighting Artichoke. You don't like artichokes. The fighting prefix does not even... is even less for artichokes than it did for the koalas. Yeah, I'm always fighting artichokes. I refuse to eat them.
So if the fighting koalas were fighting the fighting artichokes,
it would be a game that neither would ever win.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of koalas, segue. I did a segue.
You did a segue.
Top five list.
A koala top five list?
Yes. About animals. It's
okay.
Top nine differences if animals played professional sports.
Up to nine. I moved up one.
Up to nine. Number nine is only one camera is required to cover the hamster marathon.
Yeah, Dennis Rodman finally fits in. Yes, he does.
There is a new comedy bit. What's on first?
Fido's big touchdown dance consists of trying in vain to catch his tail.
Number five, giraffe outfielders put a serious dent in Mark McGuire's home run production.
Mike Tyson is put to sleep for biting.
Oh, that one's kind of harsh. Number three, no one has yet managed to tackle the team's new running back, Paul Porcupine.
Chicago Bears have to forfeit the second half of the season when the entire team goes into hibernation.
And the number one difference, if animals played professional sports.
A team of trainers is required to get Charlie Centipede's ankles taped by game time.
Don't you love that?
That's good.
That's good.
That is good.
That's good. I have some rumination.
And tying those shoelaces are even worse.
Yes. They could be Velcro.
Well, then it wouldn't take
My
so
son
long.
Could never tie his shoelaces, so he had Velcro shoes until he was like 12.
Okay.
Hope his friends aren't listening to this. Sorry, Joe. I have ruminations.
Ruminations are thoughts that go around in your head?
Yes, kind of things that you mull over.
Mull over, okay.
The first one is from Anna Chin Williams, and this is from ruminate.com. When I was in high school, I dated only guys who stole bowling pins and threw them at people from the top of apartment buildings. Yep, I was addicted to pin killers.
From www.thecovertcomic.com. There may be no I in team, but there's definitely a Y in CYA. Okay. Y is in WHY.
Yes.
Okay.
From Jay Murphy. How could they fire me? Putting Ottoman Empire expert on my resume as a euphemism for couch potato wasn't being dishonest.
From Lil Owens. As part of my community service obligation, I offer this tip for owners of sporting goods stores. And these are, you know, maybe even sell live bait, you see.
Mm-hmm.
You'll save the system a lot of time and money if you stop referring to them as free weights. Want me to take that one?
No, we're okay. Going to do vocational college cheers. This comes from Club Top 5 also. These are if vocational colleges had cheers.
Okay.
So you ready, Dave? You're going to perform with me here?
We're going to try here.
Cartooning school. Better not get in our way. We'll portray you in anime. Computer programming school. Cobalt, ASCII, C++. Our code's so heavy, you'll need a trust.
Ooh.
Travel agent school. Your team's a no-show. You're double booked.
Oh, okay. You skipped one. I'm sorry.
I know.
Okay, let's go.
Your team's a no-show. You're double booked. Your butt was bumped last time we looked. This one I love. Law school. Move to suppress. Taxiderma school. We'll gut you, stuff you, pose you nice. But first we're going to kill your lice. Oh, my. Generic vocational school.
Will we win in our dreams? Vocational schools don't have teams.
Funerary school.
We have to do this one down low, right?
Yes. I don't know, but I've heard said. Mortician students will knock you dead. I've been told a time or two.
The boys in black will bury you.
Prognosis, grave.
Bigot.
Surrealist art school.
Potato.
Modeling school. We'll get busy. We'll get hectic. We'll purge you like an anorexic. Okay. That's just wrong. And cosmetology school. Your passing sucks. Your running fails. Oh, my God. Who did your nails? Are those great? Those are so much fun.
They are so much fun.
They're so much fun. We don't have any time left.
No, we don't.
We have Irish sports blessings.
Irish sports blessings.
May the holes in your net be no larger than the fish in it.
And this one
is really wonderful. May the track rise to meet you.
Ah. May the man of your dreams be a quarterback.
May the sun shine warm upon your Olympic pool.
May the rains fall soft upon your opponent's practice field.
And until we meet again,
may God hold you in the penalty box of love. Where'd you get that one from?
I didn't. There aren't any Irish blessings about sports. I made it up.
Well, you know, that's all we have for today. Time for today. We have lots here. Just all the time we have.
Yes. I'm Kat.
And I'm Notch Joe.
And together we're... Cats. Soup, the best of internet humor on the radio.
Bye.